past dying. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Darkness rises, and light to meet it.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Come on! This is not going to go the way you think.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. I'm your host Travis.
And I'm Chris.
And we are back. This time we are going to be doing our spoilerific review of Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. Okay.
Nanny.
Yeah. We both saw this movie opening night. Thursday.
That's an interesting story in and of itself.
Thursday. Why is it interesting?
Because I took my nephew to see this, and I wound up that day buying some pretty decent seats. I didn't realize I could do this. Bought some seats.
You can buy seats in
the handicap seats.
Oh,
like yeah. I never thought about buying those, but and I didn't know that I was restricted from buying them. But I asked, like, hey, what about those seats? I was like, well, I guess we can't tell you no.
They just looked at you and they just assumed.
They're like, hoop, hoop. Yeah,
they just assumed.
Yeah,
give the poor chap his seats.
Yeah. So I got the 7 o'clock showing at the same theater that you went to, and then lo and behold, I go to my car. And I find this little love note.
That's crazy.
On my driver's side door.
Crazy.
Let's say with a nice little note that said, "Nerd." And I was like, I wonder who could have done it.
And then, if you're confused about, wasn't there something else on the note too?
Yeah, Mega Man sucks.
Yeah. What a bastard! What a bastard! Who?
30th anniversary, and now Mega Man sucks. Asshole.
Yeah, the shoe fits. Yeah, we were because we got there the same theater, and we got there a little early. So there's a Marble Slab ice cream place around the corner. So me and my wife walked down the parking lot, and we're down the same aisle as this guy over here.
I always park my car on that aisle. I don't know why. I just have it. Like I claim my spot.
So we're like, okay, mental note. I'm keeping track of that. So when we came back from the ice cream, actually when we're in the ice cream place. I asked for the lady, hey, got a little piece of paper? She gave me, so I got a pen, so I made all that up in the damn ice cream place. Roll that son of a bitch up, stuck it right in here.
Man.
Leave my calling card. So, you know what's crazy when we got there? The movie started at 9:15. They didn't let us in until like 12 after 9. It was like weird. There was like a line wrapped around because they weren't seating anybody. And then it's like, really? We're like, it's like, can we go? It's like, everybody's looking around like, the movie's about to start.
That's weird.
Yeah. I thought maybe the timing was off because we didn't start seeing crowds coming out until it's like 9:15. It was probably like 9 o'clock they started coming out. I was like, what the hell? It was very weird situation. But anyway, enough of that. The listeners are here. They're not interested in hearing us talk about theater or ransom notes or anything that was put in people's cars or anything. They want to know our thoughts with Last Jedi. So I saw the one time. Did you see it?
I saw it Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw it again Saturday morning.
Okay, so you saw it twice. So you had two times to take everything
to
in.
To let it ruminate.
Yeah, marinate.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So tell me, Travis.
Yeah.
Episode 8.
Yes.
Technically with Rogue One, 9 different Star Wars movies already under the belt.
Right.
You're leaving Last Jedi.
Right.
One word.
Whew. Okay, one word.
That's the word. Whew.
Yeah, I know, right? In more ways than one.
Mine was going to be a sound effect too, like, oh.
Yeah, well, to put this politically correct here, I'm going to say... unexpected.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Unexpected. That's there were so many swerves and just different directions that I wasn't expecting them to take. For better or worse, which we'll get into that, I didn't see a lot of that stuff coming. Mm-hmm. So take that for what it's worth. That could be a good thing. Could be a not so good thing. Mm-hmm. Do you have one word to describe
One word to describe episode 8.
Don't worry, take your time.
No, actually, it was going to be a sound effect like...
Whew. Yeah. It's exhausting. That was a long movie.
This, knowing what... And again, me being an idiot. I read spoilers before I went to the movie.
Why would you do that?
I read bullet points of what was going to happen. I don't know. Because I wasn't expecting to watch the movie that day.
Aye.
Until the last minute when I bought the tickets that morning. So that Wednesday I went to work.
You listeners, you see what I'm putting up with? You see what I'm putting up with here?
Jeez. 2.5 hours is long as fuck. I walked out of that movie going, whew. I will say this. It's easier to take in the second time knowing the points A to Z. The second time, it did not feel like 2.5 hours. I think the second time for me was a lot more enjoyable than the first time.
Fair enough.
You'll probably get that same point. It's kind of like a road trip. When you're driving to a place, it'll feel long because you've never been there.
Right.
On the way back, it's going to feel shorter because your memory is going to start clicking. You recognize bullet points, places, you know.
Yes, when I'm on a road trip, I recognize bullet points.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say monuments or like landmarks. I meant to say landmarks. You recognize landmarks. I see bullet points all the time. Just floating around my head. You want to just dive right into this?
Yeah. Can we? Yeah. Now, I was talking to you about this before we started recording. Like, how do we want to break this down? How do we want to go with the flow, the review, and do we want to go like... from beginning to end, chronological order, or do we want to hit topic points or pros and cons? I think we settled on pros and cons. Yeah. So, you got something you want
to talk about? My biggest con is the humor.
The humor, the biggest con, really?
All
right.
Star Wars movies, from what I remember, I've seen them all, but it's been so long since I've seen them. But I remember them because Star Wars...
And you drink a lot in between.
So. Yeah. Star Wars is timeless, mm-hmm. in my opinion. This is a third generation of kids that are watching these new Star Wars movies.
Right, at least.
The humor in this movie didn't feel timeless. It felt dated. It's like watching episodes of Family Matters or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Married with Children now. The new generation is not going to understand half of the humor that are in those episodes because it's not their time. I wonder if the next generation is going to understand half of the humor that's in this movie. It felt like... This felt so much like I don't know what it is now that suddenly every space movie has to be Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Yeah.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was 10 times Guardians of the Galaxy number 1. Thor Ragnarok, yeah, let's make it like Guardians of the Galaxy. Star Wars, everybody's got to laugh it up because it's fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. Herp derp. No, Star Wars needed to be fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, and I walked out of that theater feeling like it was like they like Disney tried too hard to like imitate their own.
I see where we're going with that, and I agree with you to a certain point because the opening like 15 minutes, I felt that. I was like, "Well, there's a lot of humor in this thing,"
yeah.
Especially with General Hux, with the big with I think it was Snoke that popped up the big hologram,
yeah.
And some of the one-liners he had, and then he got drugged down and slid back and forth. I was like, "Okay, that's a little more humorous," you know. And it could be because of the Disney thing, because Disney owns it, or you know, they are trying to keep up with maybe Guardians and things mm-hmm. like that. But after the first 15, 20 minutes, that didn't really bother me. Mm-hmm. I got over it. Maybe it wasn't as much. Or maybe there were some other things during this movie that just eclipsed.
Overtook.
Yeah.
Eclipsed. Space. I guess.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's your...
That might be my biggest con.
That's your biggest con. Okay, I guess I can do a con here.
Yeah. Go for it.
Because my biggest con of this movie would be, again... Spoiler alert, the entire second act of the movie.
Monaco, exactly. Yeah.
okay, so... Oh, actually, I have some bullet points of my own on this one.
Don't you mean landmarks?
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay, so they introduce a character named Rose.
Cute.
No, not really.
You're not into Asians, huh? Senpai?
She was getting on my nerves early on, okay. And... Once I realized how much screen time she was going to take up, they got on my nerves even more. But she runs into Finn. They form this kind of weird buddy friendship type thing. She idolizes him or something because he's a hero.
But had no problem tasing the motherfucker for trying to escape.
Yeah. So and they find out that part of all this that leads into this is because they find out that the
First Order could track them through light speed.
There you go. There, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, the First Order, they could track them, and so they said there's no point in keeping going through light speed because they can keep following them. So she just happens to know of this. You know, this could be a technique, a technology, blah blah blah, and he just happens to know how to stop that on the spaceship because he used to be there. So
mop the floors, apparently.
Yeah, well, that was established in the last movie too, because he's just sanitation. Yeah, he was in sanitation. So they get with Poe, and they devise this idea to. They try to get a hold of Maz from the last movie, and she's busy. She's fine, which I thought was kind of cool. They was in a hologram, but she was doing her own thing. I was kind of curious to see what the hell she was going on over her.
Yeah.
Because she was, in the last movie, she's just running a cantina pretty much. But this time, she's like in a battle.
She's rebelling.
Yeah. Yeah. She's rebelling.
Rebelling.
Yes. Rebelling. So, and she says, I'm too busy for that, but here's this dude's information. Go find him. He's on this casino thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And look for this little thing. So
red lapel.
Yeah.
Blossom thingy.
They, okay. So they cut to.
Oh, fuck, you took these notes at the theater?
No. So they, they go on this quest, this whole side quest that takes up the second act of this goddamn movie.
It's like unnecessary DLC, right?
Yeah. And there's a reason for that later that just boggles my mind. But okay, so anyways, I didn't like her off the top, right? So she was just getting under something about her. And then they go on for about this backstory about her and her family and how she's raised. And I just don't care. All this is in this casino place, right? Which I guess it was supposed to be like the cantina scene, but it was a casino because he had all these different aliens everywhere and showing a different type of...
Showing different species and races.
Yeah.
Like the where the universe can go as far as you want to visit different places.
Right, right, right. But that casino stuff was way too long, way too stupid. I don't know. It was just... And then they cut to a whole thing of these... What are these, like, horse, camel, dog things that were running... They were racing.
Mutated kangaroos.
You know what they reminded me of? The kangaroo people from Tank Girl. Y'all people seen Tank Girl? Look at the kangaroo people in there. You know, Ice-T? Yeah, it looks like those people.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
So these mutated kangaroo people are racing around everywhere. They're racing them like dog tracks, whatever, you know. But this whole thing went way too long. They get caught, and then they bump into Benicio del Toro's character.
Hey, another reference to Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's get Benicio del Toro on this.
Yeah,
for money.
Yeah, I know. Like, and that's what he was for. Yeah,
yeah.
And the stuttering thing—I thought that was unnecessary.
It would have worked if he could have pulled it off. That was like a cheap attempt at Tourette's, almost.
Yeah,
it didn't feel natural.
It felt forced.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't feel like this is a character. It felt like...
Did he really need that?
Yeah.
Like, he could have just been himself?
Yeah, no kidding, right? Like, I was kind of psyched to see Benicio del Toro, but then he started stuttering, and I was like, what is this? What is this nonsense? And then they get down to the stables, right? And she breaks out the mutated horse camel people, or whatever they are, kangaroos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hop on the back one, and then they proceed... to escape on horseback or camelback or kangaroo, whatever the fucking things are.
Animalback.
Yeah. Thank you. But they just, it just went way too long. Like me trying to explain this. It went way too long. And
this is a condensed version.
Yeah, I know. It reminded me of the pod race scene from episode one.
Yeah.
It's like, where is this going? I was starting to get really worried. Yeah. I don't know. That was my biggest thing. And during this middle act, they introduced a new character played by Laura Dern, who was taking the place of General Leia, which...
Oh, General Holdo, right? Holdo?
I don't even remember her name. Yeah. You saw it twice. I'm sure,
Holdo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Holdo.
That sounds shitty enough. Okay.
Hold the door. Holdo.
You're right.
Holdo. Holdo.
So, yeah, she has this plan. She's taking over for Princess Leia because... We'll get to that, what happened to her, in just a second. But so she's taking the... But she's not telling anybody the plan, what she has in store. So Poe is getting all pissed off because
he's getting antsy pants.
Yeah. What do you blame him? No, I don't. But why the fuck is she not telling him the story, like the plan? You saw it twice.
First thing that I thought of when Poe was rebelling with the chick was the first Family Guy Star Wars where Princess Leia was like gathering the TIE fighters around, or the Rogue One guys around, right. And they like, any questions? Like, well, is there anyone else we can take orders from? A man, perhaps. That's what that felt like. Yeah. That Poe's like, I'm not taking orders from this cooter. I need a permission to blow something up in my plane. You know, like, tell me what we're doing. Like, where's the game plan? Damn, come on.
But there was so much bickering between him and her for no reason. Like, why couldn't she just tell him the plan? Like, why was she keeping that secret? I didn't understand. It was getting on my nerves. Like, this whole second act of this movie just bogged it down for me.
This whole second act stood out so much that this didn't feel like episode 8. This felt like a Rogue One. Like, this is something that happens between 7 and 8. This doesn't deserve to have an episode 8 label on it.
Right.
You know, it just...
No, I get you. Yeah. So, and then the biggest cap on all this whole side quest thing to the casino, it ultimately backfired on
everything.
Everything backfired on the resistance. The whole point of that... Well, in retrospect, I guess the whole point of that was to introduce that little kid that had the Force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he picked up the broom, and then the end scene,
yeah,
to cap off everything. But so anyway, I briefly mentioned it a little while ago. Princess Leia, or General Leia, I guess that should be
General Leia.
Yeah. So, okay, I don't know about you, but for me, I kind of had this thought in the back of my mind, like, okay, how are they going to take care of her in this movie? Because I knew she filmed everything, but like, I didn't know if they were going to kill her off in this movie, or if she was going to... How were they going to solve this situation here?
Apparently, from what I read, she's also in episode 9. So...
I don't know about that now.
Well, I read that going in, like, months before. Like, even, yeah, like, weeks after she passed away, it had been reported that she had already filmed her stuff for 8 and most of 9.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew that this wasn't going to... So yeah, I didn't have that thought in the back, right, of my mind. And it's easy in hindsight to say it now that she's gone, when this movie was probably might have been done... At least 8 was definitely done before, right, she passed away. Right. So there might have still been a plan for her to be in 9 anyway. And it's easy for us in hindsight to say, oh man, she's already dead. Why don't you just fucking kill her off now so that it makes sense? And it was beautiful, the segment that the freaking Kylo Ren was thinking about it. He's hesitating. He's like, I already got one. I don't need to get the other parent. But no, behind them.
I love that. Because that was another twist. That was, yeah, a swerve that I wasn't expecting.
And then so the shield, the base, the deck, the, yeah, observation deck, the lead deck, whatever you want to call it, gets, yeah, blowed up, and she's floating out into space. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And then she just, like a magnet, just...
Mary Poppins?
Yeah. I was like,
Okay. Right. Yeah, no, I've read lots of different things, people shitting on this, and people are praising it, but it's like, okay, when I first... saw it first, I was thinking she was gonna die, and the reason that they were spending so much time on her floating in space, showing her covering up in ice and everything, is like, oh, okay, that's gonna be her person off or whatever, cementing the fact that she's... But then her hands started moving and everything, and her hands started moving. I was like, oh, okay, she's not gonna die. Like, and then she started floating, mm-hmm, towards the ship and got inside, and immediately right there, I was like, oh, okay, it's the Force, like, because we all know, I mean, she's a Skywalker. We all know it's in her, you know, mm-hmm, but it's never been displayed for us viewers on the screen.
Yeah. So that was a reveal in itself. Yeah. But we're too caught up in the moment because of reality instead of suspending our disbelief and, yeah, just taking that moment for what it was.
My issue with it is I just felt it was executed very poorly. Like, I thought the animation or the visual of her just like floating like Mary Poppins, mm-hmm, over, like, not, you know, I mean, I get it. I mean, it's the space, whatever, but it looked weird, mm-hmm, but I get it. I can understand. In my mind, it's Star Wars. It's the Force. It's,
yeah,
I got it. But the visual of seeing it looked weird.
Like Superman without mustache VFX weird?
Sort of, yeah. We'll use that as an analogy, yeah. But, okay, we said a couple of bad things about this, but and I'm not totally shitting on the Leia thing. Like, I get it. I just thought they tweaked it a little bit. To see,
it's here's a better example for that. Fate of the Furious.
Oh God!
Okay. I'm sorry. Furious 7. All
right.
Paul Walker had already passed away.
Right.
The movie hadn't finished filming.
Right.
You're watching the entire movie. When's he gonna die?
Right.
When's he gonna,
right,
die? Yeah. When's he gonna die? When's he gonna die? When's he going to die? The whole movie goes on. They tease it to death.
Right.
And he doesn't. Right. He just drives away into the distance.
Right.
That's what I felt like with Leia. Like, there was that, not as much because they didn't tease it that often, but right there, I was like, that's fucking gorgeous. That's cinematic.
Right.
Let her be.
Right.
You know, and actually have that be like you said, it was a swerve that Kylo Ren hesitated and didn't pull the trigger.
And that was another swerve.
But to see her die while Kylo Ren wasn't the one to kill her, that could have been a further build to the storyline of Kylo Ren. Is he gonna turn to the light, or is that like that could have been more emphasis on that, and it would have been great instead of seeing it done the way it was done.
So here's one thing. Okay, so that was a swerve. You know, they tease us with that, and she survived. Later on in the movie, they find out they all have to evacuate. That was Laura Dern's plan, just to evacuate and get to that little rebel base, abandoned rebel base down there. But someone's got to stay aboard to steer the ship. Oh, and I was thinking, were you thinking the first time that it was going to be Leia that stayed behind? And that's what I was thinking at first, but then they show Laura Dern waving to everybody bye.
No, when Leia pulled the trigger to calm down Poe, I was like, oh, Leia's not sticking around. She's taking off with everybody else.
Wait, what?
Remember, Poe was trying to take over, and then they were breaking through the door, and they thought it was going to be Holdo, but it wound up being General Leia, and she shot Poe.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh man, don't tell me Leia just went on the dark side. And that's when I saw that when everybody was evacuating, it was like, oh, Leia's evacuating. She's
for a split because of Laura Dern's character not revealing her plan. I thought she was part of.
First Order?
Yeah, I can't remember that fucking name, but I know I keep wanting to say the Empire, but yeah, the First Order. But I keep wanting to think that she was. I was thinking that she was a part of that because she's being so secretive. But
and she sold it very well, man. Her facial expressions, her attitude, the way she delivered the lines to Poe, like she really came across not to be in a mean way, but her character came across as a total bitch.
Yeah.
And it was like, I've worked with women like this. Like I feel Poe. Goddamn Poe.
All right.
Indeed.com, Poe.
So, okay. So that was one swerve with her floating in space. That was another swerve with
Kylo not pulling the trigger.
Right. And then that was, there's another. Were you surprised to see her in the final shot with the cast? Like the closing shot with her right smack in the middle? I kind of was, but at the same time, I was like, okay, where are they going with that? Because I thought I recalled seeing the directors or whoever saying that they're not going to even use her, even though they have some of the footage. So I don't know what they're going to do in episode 9, but we'll get to that later.
Swerve number 3. Thumbs up or thumbs down on the death of Supreme Leader Snoke, the way he died?
Again, unexpected. Like, it was a swerve. A lot of this stuff that happened in this movie, I was thinking, shouldn't this be happening in the third movie of a trilogy? Like, a lot of this felt like this should be like Return of the Jedi shit happening. This was one of them. Like, it was kind of weird. Like, they had all this mystery around Snoke. And we see a lot of them in this movie for when he's there. And it's pretty much the same thing. Like in the original trilogy, you have the Emperor and Darth Vader. And just like in Return of the Jedi, when Vader brought in Luke to talk to the Emperor, this felt very reminiscent of that, where Kylo Ren brought in Rey to talk to Snoke. I was like, okay, well, here we go. Here's our little conversation that we're going to have. We're going to try to sway her to the dark side. It's not going to work. Which pretty much is what happened. But here's the thing. In this particular scenario, Kylo Ren still being the baddie in training, I guess, you know, he's not really fully dark-sided up, or I don't know, unless he just wants, you know, a piece of Rey's ass. I don't know, like, what he's wanting, but, so Snoke's over here trying to torture, I guess,
Rey, get all the information to find out where Skywalker is.
Yeah, and then they have her lightsaber. He took the lightsaber and put it next to Snoke. And there was a struggle with
she
Kylo.
Tried to take the lightsaber from him, but he like swung it around and popped her in the side of the head and put it back on the side of his desk, of his chair.
That's right.
And then he's like, Kylo, this is how you're going to finish earning my trust.
Yeah.
You're going to finish her off.
Right.
Because I can see it in your mind. You're going to do it. I can see you reaching for the lightsaber. I can see you turning it. And I can see
you. He was saying
that,
thinking about that, but he was actually doing it to the one that was next to her.
That was next to him. And then Kylo used his power and turned on the lightsaber and cut up Snoke through the abdomen and pulled the lightsaber and then
Which
Rey
was
kind of
cool
it.
Visual.
Yeah. It's easy to say, oh man, well if you want it to be like the fucking Return of the Jedi, just watch Return of the Jedi. Fuck that, you know. So, but I would think that people that were invested in the original trilogy back in the 70s and 80s would have loved more substance in that final scene than just Luke holding Vader as Vader died. Wouldn't you have wanted to see, just a part of you would have wanted to see Luke and Vader back to back fighting against everyone around them? That's what we got in this movie. Yeah. That we got Rey and we got Ben Solo.
For a split second.
Fighting what I thought, because I counted seven of them. I thought those were the Knights of Ren.
Oh, I don't know. We've never seen the Knights of Ren yet.
That's why I assumed that. Because
I just thought it was the Royal Guard. Like,
I took it out there because they mentioned it during the movie. Like, yeah, when Ben burned down the temple, he took a couple of the students with him, and I'm assuming those were the Knights of Ren. But if Snoke grabbed Solo and grabbed all of them, I figured those were the Knights, the guys that were protecting Snoke.
Going back to the Empire, I mean, the Emperor had his Red Royal Guard.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were in red. They were with Snoke, so I just
the weapons were fucking cool too. They were like,
dude, those were some badass. Yeah. That was okay. That fight with them two back to back fighting all those dudes, that was probably the best fight scene in that movie.
This whole year I thought that the final act with Logan, with Wolverine and X-23 fighting together, that nothing was on a topic this year. But this is right there. If not above it, that
it was
these
cool.
two because we
I wish we got more of it though.
Yeah, but that's part of the swerve that now we've already gotten them the possibility of Ben turning face, but he didn't. He decides to go to stay heel and takes Snoke's throne, and Rey decides he can't stay with him.
Right.
So we're finally gonna get a full blown. I'm assuming full blown because now that he's completely in charge, I don't think he has to die. As a villain, I don't see him.
Are you talking about Kylo Ren?
Yeah, I'm talking Kylo. I don't see him going to the light anytime soon.
Well, here's the issue with that. Two parts of this. First one is, there was a badass fight, him and Rey taking out the Royal Guard. But then right after that, he was like, come with me so we can rule the world or whatever he said. Start a new world order or something, whatever.
No, because I like the reasoning, but they didn't follow through with it. Kylo's like, look, forget the past. Forget the Sith. Forget the First Order. Forget the Jedi. Forget the Rebels. Forget everything. You and I, together. But Kylo didn't say what he was going to do about the people in that own ship.
Right.
So if he would have made more of an established plan of what he wanted to do, what he meant when he said that, that would have been...
If it was just power he wanted, he could have done that with Snoke.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't... Like, it was just kind of weird that the way he went about doing... I guess... Going back to him being just not ready yet, like he's not a full adult. But there was another reveal in that with her parents,
that they're nobodies.
Now, do you trust them? Do you think that's true, or do you think there's going to be a reveal in the next movie?
Well, here I'm conflicted on that too, and that's partly because of the way the movie ends. I found it curious that R2 showed the footage from A New Hope where Princess Leia asked for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
Why name drop Kenobi? Unless Rey is a Kenobi. But they're not revealing that until the next movie. However, at the end of the movie, a nobody used the Force to pick up a broom. Right. So if you don't have to be whatever the fuck, everybody up in arms, oh my god, midichlorians or whatever the fuck. Like, if anybody can be a Jedi as long as you believe, or if you have balance, then it's fine that Rey's a nobody.
Right. Wasn't, go back to episode one, wasn't Anakin just a nobody from...
He was just a kid. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He's had high levels of midichlorians.
The prophecy must be fulfilled.
You have to say it like that. Midichlorians. You have to say it like all. you can't just say it like normally. It's like not a real word. But okay, so there was the reveal of the parents. There were nobodies, which, you know what? I was thinking about that.
I didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it either, because it was like, why does everything have to be connected? But then that'll come back to the end with what happens to Luke here. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, for the moment, I was like, okay. She can be a nobody, I guess. Yeah. I'm okay with that. So they go back to, she escapes somehow, and then he does his own thing, but he goes back to being Kylo.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
All right.
Is Snoke dead?
He looks pretty dead to me. I don't know. He's...
The reason I ask,
he's in two separate parts there. He looks pretty not coming back to life.
The whole reveal that Snoke was the one that opened the telepath gate between Kylo and Rey. Snoke was cut in half.
Right.
But we end the movie again with that open telepath communique.
Hmm.
So unless Smoke is alive, or he's omnipotent, or he's... Or just like if, not so much as a hologram, because obviously there's two parts that are bleeding out in the fucking throne. But if Luke can be a hologram from a distance and delay the First Order so that the rebellion can escape,
right.
Who's to say that Snoke, who just is more powerful possibly because he never closed himself off, can actually regenerate more than one?
Yeah.
Maybe. And again, that goes back to, we could still have... a little foreshadowing, maybe. Episode 9, if we had the ghost of Yoda talking to Luke, how about we get the ghost of Darth Vader trying to teach Kylo Ren the mistakes of being Darth Vader, because he saw the light at the end before he died.
No, because then we'd have Hayden Christensen back. I don't want that.
You really don't like Hayden Christensen?
Does.
I must be in the complete mind. Well, comparing the other two, From the redone trilogy, episodes 1 through 3, I like 3 the best. It's Hayden Christensen, the evolution from Anakin Skywalker to Darth Vader. I find it very entertaining, and I like it. And I don't mind seeing like an aged Hayden Christensen, or it doesn't have to be a Hayden Christensen. It could be the name's escaping me. Earl, the guy that does the original Darth Vader voice. James Earl Jones. Yeah, him in costume.
Yeah.
Or Darth Vader just with the helmet, but with James Earl Jones talking.
Wearing a tank top and shorts and
helmet. Yeah. giving Kylo advice. Like, look, I've been there, bro. You've been asking me since episode 7, what should I do? I'm here telling you, bitch, don't do this. Especially if Snoke's alive, that gives him the out that, you know what? I need more than just myself to defeat Snoke.
No, you got me thinking on something. I didn't really think about it like this, but okay. One of the criticisms that people have on Kylo Ren, especially after Force Awakens, more or less, is he felt like just an angry man child, like throwing temper tantrums and this and that. And but go back to the original the prequels with Hayden Christensen as a young up and coming Anakin
starts Vader
before he becomes Vader, and he's kind of the same way. He's conflicted. He's got moods.
Angsty.
Yeah. And I was like, I was thinking about this.
But he had a purpose. Like, he wasn't angsty against everyone else. He was angsty for his wife because he predicted his wife would die and he wanted to keep his wife alive.
Right.
But not knowing how to deal with that, he was a total dick.
Yeah.
And right now, what's Kylo Ren? What's his
motivation?
What's his motivation to go to the light?
Yeah.
But he's still a fucking dick.
Yeah, no, he's just a dick. Like, that's pretty much it. But my point was, it's like, okay, so if you want to include the past history of everything, you have that story of a younger Darth Vader growing up. Why can't this trilogy be a young
Kylo
growing up? And then the next set of movies, we get a badass fucking Snoke more adult.
Snoke returns, kills General Leia. When Kylo doesn't realize that she survived the explosion, he doesn't even know that she's still alive.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. Yeah. He realizes that Snoke's back. He kills General Leia, and that motivates Kylo to turn back to Ben.
No, we can't go back that path.
Can't back.
He's gonna. Well, unless at the very end of the next of episode 9, then he sees the light, like what, yeah. like how Vader did. But yeah, I don't know. But it's interesting, that little theory you have about Snoke not being dead. Like, is he like going to like another body? Like, does he move his consciousness over to like another body? Is that what you're saying? So he could still be out there somewhere. We just don't know where he's at. Interesting. I mean, it could be the case. I don't know. Okay, so
I got a question for you.
All right, good.
Leia, I mean, I'm sorry, Rey.
Yeah.
Meets Luke.
Nah. Uh-huh.
Luke decides to train her.
Right.
Lesson one.
It tells you about the Force. Like, he's explain what the Force is.
Lesson two.
Pick up a rock or move a rock or whatever. No, listen to the
the hubris, not falling into being legendary status.
Yeah, that was close.
What was lesson three? Because they never established what lesson three was. Luke and is, I left Luke the movie wondering what the fuck lesson three is.
You saw it twice.
And they never said it. Because he made a point of saying, lesson one, blah, 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 blah. Lesson two, blah, 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 blah. I didn't hear him say anything about lesson three. Is it, here, let me show you how to be a fucking hologram. Like, he never made that clear. Like, what's lesson three? And is who's going to teach it to her? Or is she the one that's supposed to teach it?
How to brood.
Yeah, how to brood. Just watch Game of Thrones for a couple of seasons. You'll pick it up from John pretty quick.
That goes back to the humor. Like, we pick up right where he left off, where she hands him the lightsaber and he looks at it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of weird. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? But we also are introduced to the Porgs. Which, hey, look, you know what? I don't have a problem with the Porgs. I'll be straight up. You know why? Because they didn't overall affect the movie. They were just background noise that didn't... Like, they didn't help beat anybody. You know, they were just kind of there.
They're just decoration.
Yeah, and they're kind of cute. Come on. This is funny. That scene with Chewbacca about to eat one, and the other one's just, the other one's just looking. Come on, man. That was just funny. And then when they're all, like, infesting the Millennium Falcon, and they're, like, tearing up the seats and everything. I don't know. They're building a nest and shit. It's like, I thought that was funny. Come on.
Well, after Jar Jar, anything can be tolerable.
They didn't give him stupid, like...
Midichlorians! No, just kidding.
Yeah, that too. I don't know. I didn't have a problem with the Porgs.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
They were okay.
Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah.
Thumbs up? Okay, thumbs up.
I don't know about the Porg Nation or like Porg Rules or the Porg Club or whatever. I'm not all into it like that. I'm not loving them, but they were cool. They didn't...
Porg life.
Yeah. Basic Porgonomics.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay, so we mentioned him a couple times.
Porg life. Fuck.
Well, we mentioned this guy a couple times. I'm going to go back to this because this is a pro for me. Okay, the story of Luke Skywalker. I love this. I've been reading some criticism online. Fuck that noise. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my experience watching this movie, my emotions that I felt when, he's conflicted throughout this whole movie about what happened. And we got some flashbacks too, which is kind of cool. We found out, you know, there's three sides to every story,
dude,
right?
That Luke, like, the first time that that Kylo Ren was describing what really happened, and Luke, that villainous with, like, the bags in his eyes.
The
and, like,
white eyes.
He's ready to, like, cut you in a million pieces like a fucking samurai at a sushi bar. It's like, oh, fuck.
So we get that. Okay, so we get his version, we get Luke's version, and then we get what really happened, right?
Yeah.
So
Luke first, then Kylo,
and then
everything.
So I loved all that because it got context into what's been going on in his mindset. He's conflicted with this whole thing. He doesn't want to get involved in everything. And then that scene when he's reunited with R2, that was good enough on its own, man. But then like,
Sacred Temple, watch the language.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then, he's talking to R2 and he's like, no, I'm not going to get involved, blah, blah, blah. And then he shows up to the hologram from the first fucking movie, man. Damn. It's like, oh, it's like tugging on my heartstrings over here. It was one of those things where
if you've invested this long, like the payoff from Logan, but this movie's got fucking decades and decades. Like, my grandfather would have loved this if he was still around. It's like, oh, my grandfather would have been tugged just like I was, just like you were.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where that's when, because you realize this whole fucking thing started with him meeting R2 on the farm and then him discovering all that. And he's like, okay, well, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And that's what started everything. That was one thing. And that got him back involved in there. And then we get to the main climax of the movie when Luke makes his return to help them escape and everything. Mm-hmm. Which that was I don't want to jump the gun a little bit, but okay, so we'll go to this part where they're in the cave, right? Mm-hmm. In the rebel base. And we see Luke walking down And as soon as he walks over to Leia, I'm looking at him like, something's different. Something's off. And he takes the hood off, and he's got the...
He's younger.
He's got the nice, clean... He's clean
he's
cut.
He's trim, no gray.
I was like, okay, something...
Got a little bit of that Just for Men before right, he showed
right?
up.
I was like, okay, something's not right. What is going on here? I didn't know exactly
what Since it was. Sense of being, maybe?
Right? Yeah. Just for Men, I think. That's all it was. And so they had he had a nice scene with her, especially knowing that she's not... here anymore. Oh, yeah. God. Okay. So that was one thing. And he hands her the...
dice.
The little dice, which I didn't know that was actually a thing from the original trilogy. It's like barely hanging off in this the non-HD screen on the old movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a thing from the Millennium Falcon. So that was good. I read somewhere online, you know, they're doing this the Solo movie, Han Solo movie.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was like, I can't remember where I read this, but that's definitely going to be a part. That's going to have to be this dice. Yeah. That's going to be involved somewhere. Anyway, so he says his goodbye to Leia, and then he walks out. And then Kylo sees him, and he's like, put all your guns on this guy. Like, he knows, like, shit's about to go down. So everybody, all of them, fired on him. And nothing. I was like, holy shit, this is badass, you know, because nothing's phasing this guy, right? And then Kyle's like, fuck this. You know, he goes down there.
The thing that kind of killed it for me for a second was the dated humor, the brushing off the shoulder.
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Especially if you're exerting energy from all around.
I know. It's like, dude.
But anyway, that's another thing. Yeah. So, yeah, Kylo goes down there, and then they have this standoff. I thought, here before it played out, what I thought was going to happen, especially when Luke started talking to him, very reminiscent of, to me, it felt very reminiscent of Obi-Wan and Vader at the end of Star Wars. You know, just their little duel that they're about to have. And then he goes and does the swipe, and he's, first of all, the little Matrix down move, and then he, like, turns, you know, swings around. That was kind of cool. But then Kylo goes back, and he goes to cut him in half, and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole reveal, I think that was when the reveal of, does he fade away right there?
No.
I can't remember.
He's still at the temple. He's still at the Jedi
Island. No, but how does he reveal that he's a hologram to them? I can't remember.
Kylo's like shocked.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
he,
Luke
he
is
pokes
like,
him. He
and
pokes
Luke
him,
is
right?
like,
yeah.
you kill someone in anger, they're going to haunt you forever. Just like your father. Just like me.
That's
and he
it.
Goes,
yeah, yeah.
See you around, kid. And then he like just like disappears. He doesn't fade. He just disappears.
See, I've only seen it once.
He fades when he's like meditating on the rock.
Right. I knew that.
That's when he like slowly fades away.
And that's because that's the part that I focus on when I think about this movie, because that scene, as cool as that scene was with him and Kylo and voiding all the, it kind of takes the luster out of that to me because he was a hologram, but at the same time, it was still cool visual, right? So, and we cut back to, we finally get the reveal that he was a hologram and he was using the force to project himself the whole time. And then he just collapses, and then we see him begin kind of climbing up on the rocks, and then the fucking scene, I almost like broke down when I saw this dude. Like him, like, staring off, like he's like kind of posing, like meditating, like staring off into the two setting suns. Oh, God!
He found balance, and then he
faded away with the first fucking thing we see him in Star Wars, like staring off, wondering as a you know as a little farm boy, seeing the two suns going down, and then we see him. The last thing he sees is the two suns going down, and I'm getting goosebumps, man. You can't tell me that's not good storytelling, man. Come on, talk about investing the time.
Do you need a hug?
My only nit to pick on that whole thing was I think that should have been an episode. I should have capped off the trilogy. I don't think that should have been in the second part.
You think they're saving Carrie Fisher for
How can they?
Yeah. Well, for the night. Well, if most of her stuff's already filmed, then they're gonna just do the rest with CGI like they did with Rogue One.
I think episode 9
should they have ended this? You said it yourself. They should have ended this trilogy with Luke fading away.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would have made more sense because first of all, Jack, he's still alive, and secondly, it's all about Luke Skywalker, right? If you think about it, this whole saga is about him, right? And that would have been a nice bookend for this whole freaking saga.
That's what's making me think that the fact that they still have Carrie's Princess Leia scripted in episode 9, I think the loss of General Leia is going to be the hook that does something to Kylo. Either it sets him off completely if he's the one that kills her like he killed his father and solidifies him as the ultimate Sith Lord,
yeah.
Or if that's what's going to turn him not so much into the Jedi, but just not pro-rebel, yeah. Rebellion, but anti-First Order.
Yeah, kind of neutral.
Yeah, kind of in the middle.
A tweener, as we like to say sometimes, yeah. But yeah, that was my only nit to pick on that one, the whole Luke thing. I love everything with Luke. Oh, one of the biggest pro surprises, swerves, like things I didn't expect, unexpected. Yoda!
Yeah.
Fucking Yoda was, like, the first reveal was, like, behind the headshot. Like, I saw the ears and everything as him walking. I was like, oh, what is this? Like, I grabbed my wife's arm. I was like, oh! and then the next scene, he turns around and it's fucking Yoda. And not just, like, CGI Yoda from the pre. No, it was fucking.
It's old Yoda.
It's old.
Older from the original trilogy. He
and
looked older.
It's a fucking puppet. It was a fucking puppeteer, like Yoda. Frank Oz doing the voice and everything. Oh, I was like, oh, get out of here. Mm-hmm. And he was, it was him from Return of the Jedi. Like, oh, all crazy and everything. Mm-hmm. But I didn't mind it. You know, some people are saying that, he should have been more, like, stoic and everything.
He's old. Dude, even ghosts have to age.
But I love that. I love that Luke kind of, like, plopped down next to him and they're just chit-chatting for a minute. Oh, that was such a good scene.
Yeah.
See, moments like that. Like, I can't, really shit too hard on this movie, because a lot of people like to say they just kind of shit on this thing.
The other side of that payoff, I think, for me was just as good. Hmm. Luke was like, man, I'm done. I'm not doing this Jedi stuff no more. I'm going to burn the temple. I'm going to burn the tree down. I'm going to burn everything.
Right.
But should I?
Yeah.
I was like, Yoda, should I? Ha! You dick. God, he burns it down himself. And I was like, oh, well, fuck. Now we've got to let it go.
Yeah.
Not knowing Rey took the books.
We think.
No, they showed it at the end.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, when Finn was looking for something in one of the drawers and he pulled it. He opened up one of the drawers and all those books. I remember specifically there was a bookend that had like little moons and stuff on the bookend. It was there. She took the books.
Okay.
She took
because them. Luke doesn't know. Like Luke didn't actually go in there to burn it down. He was going to, so he doesn't know if they were actually in
especially
there.
Especially watching it the second time, hearing Yoda tell Luke, like, you have to teach her everything. Don't just teach her the successes. Don't teach her the hubris. Teach her the failures. You'll learn the most from your failures.
Right.
So that's what it's going to take to be a good teacher. So Rey already has the book. So I'm guessing that's where Luke's going to tell Rey, this is how you teach.
And on that note, I'm glad you said that because I don't think that we're done with Luke.
I sure as fuck hope not.
I think he's going to be a ghost
Luke
in the next movie. If they're not, that's kind of weird if they don't do that. I mean, all the other Jedi Masters have gone on to be spirit form in past movies, but I was thinking, jumping all around here to the opening scene, the space battle, it had me right there. I was good with that. Like, I know, again, online, keyboard warriors out there, they're shitting over this too because
you're in space, bombs aren't supposed to fall.
Yeah. Oh, and the X-Wing, you can't do a 180 turn.
Oh, like a drift? Like, pull the handbrake? Like, skrrr, Paul Walker.
So, you know what I say to all of them? Fuck off! It's fucking Star Wars, man. Come on, you can't nitpick, and you can't do, logistically, you can't drop bombs in space because there's no gravity. Bitch, there's no sound in space either. You don't hear me bitching about that, dude. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Enjoy it for what it is. It's a fucking space movie, man. Come on. If you can't enjoy a good X-Wing, and TIE Fighters flying around in space, man, like, why are you even watching this shit? You know what it is? Hmm. What? I don't know.
Good call on having two Star Wars movies in a row end on downers. Remember, we had Rogue One last year, and it ended with the whole fucking planet exploding.
No, I don't. There's not a problem with that because that's not set in the current
timeline. But Star Wars fans that have watched movies already, two Star Wars movies, even though they're not the same timeline, they're even though they're out of order, they're still in the same movie verse.
Right.
Two movies in a row, you end them with downers. The whole planet dies in Rogue One. Luke dies in Last Jedi.
It doesn't. Well, if they're Star Wars fans, then they should know. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even though Luke dying in this one, I think there was still that little semblance of hope at the very end with Leia and all the rebels. still, like, maintaining cohesiveness. I thought it was kind of weird, though. Like, they finally got to the base, right? And they finally get the signal out, and they said people are receiving our signal, but they're not responding. Yeah. I thought that was kind of weird. Like, why wouldn't... And did you catch any of that, like, the second time around, or is it just...
I'm hoping they build on that.
Like, why wouldn't they...
Yeah.
And I was watching this movie, again, going back to that slow-ass middle act, like... All the frigates are running out of fuel and they're getting blown up. And then when they finally shoot off all the shuttles, and then they realize what's going on and they start shooting them down. Mm-hmm. I was like, is there going to be anything left? Like, I didn't think there's anything left of the fucking rebels.
The movie, the audience was at the loudest when Kylo and Rey were back to back fighting together.
Yeah,
the crowd was at its most silent. That moment when that ship went light speed right through the plane, and it went, and the movie was silent.
Right.
And you just soak in the visuals of a plane getting destroyed,
right?
Because the carrier went light speed. That was some of the most beautiful,
beautifully shot.
Yeah. Oh my, that's probably one of them. There's some scenes in Star Wars lore that are memorable. I think that's going to be on the list as far as. Oh, you show somebody that, they'll remember that.
And scene. I think there was an interesting choice that they decided to mute the sound on that to emphasize the visual of it. I thought that was a nice choice. Yeah. I know a lot of people, again, on the internet, shitting all over this fucking movie.
Why didn't they just do that from the fucking beginning?
Well, besides, like, you can't light... That's not how light speed works. You can't light speed into it. Well, yeah, you could. I mean, I guess. I mean, if you... Because that's what they're doing. The coordinates were for where that other ship was. And she just landed right there and it just, you know...
Yeah.
Kaplow, you know, but it made sense to me. But why didn't they do it earlier? Well, they had people on board. That's why they couldn't do it earlier. I don't know, man. I just think it's a lot of people just shitting all over this movie. Like when Force Awakens came out, like everybody was saying, it's just
oh my god, it's a new hope.
Yeah, and now they try to do all these swerves in this movie, and they're like, it's not like Star Wars.
No. The plan was before the movie came out. Oh man, it's gonna be fucking like Empire. Boo. Then they watched the movie. Oh man, it wasn't like Empire. Boo. <Yeah. laughs> The more rabid the hardcore fans are, the more shit you're gonna get from them.
Yeah. Oh, I asked our buddy Scott this question. I'm going to ask you this question.
Oh, shit.
Is there a bigger disappointment for you regarding either Rey's parents when they addressed that or the mystery of Snoke? Were you looking for something more than what you got in the movie?
I didn't mind Rey's parents.
I didn't either.
The
Snoke thing to me was a little only because they hinted at it. Like I think Snoke even said, "Do you know you know who I am?" or something like that. Or didn't right? He said something about that.
I'm not disappointed right now because I have hope that Snoke might still be alive, and maybe that's the explanation in the next movie. If we don't hear from Snoke again in the next movie, then I'll be disappointed. In hindsight, but right now I'm still optimistic that this isn't the end of Snoke.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's and a lot of this stuff is part of a trilogy. So yeah, people, calm down. Wait till the next movie comes out, right? So, I think for right now, I'm satisfied right now with the parents thing, only because that could be a satisfactory answer. But is that the truth? So they got me. They got me hooked right there. Mm-hmm. The Snoke thing, I wasn't as that whole mystery of him wasn't a big factor for me in the last movie. Like I didn't really. Like, it didn't have to be anybody for me. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are like, who was it? You know, who was he? Why does it have to be anybody? You know? I would like to see some kind of, like a Rogue One standalone movie where it takes place before Force Awakens, somewhere between the two trilogies, to see the upcoming of Snoke. And also, I want to see what happens on Jakku, you know, where we see Rey for the first time. All that battle... You know, you got the AT-ATs laying down, and you got a X-Wing fighter down, and you have a Star Destroyer. I want to see that battle. Like, I want to see that.
How that ended up there.
And because I think we'll get that along with what happened with Snoke in the First Order and all. Hey, I said First Order. Yeah. that could be the next trilogy, because Rian Johnson, the director, they gave him a trilogy.
Yeah.
So, does it necessarily have to take place after this, or could it go in between these two trilogies?
Or would you like a live-action version of Clone Wars and Rebels put together? and get Ahsoka and get like all kinds of other people.
Like a TV show?
Yeah.
If it's done right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. As long as I get some kind of story at some point in time about what happened in between the two trilogies. Especially Snoke, because only 30 years have passed. How did this dude amass this whole new empire, pretty much? You know? So that's that.
1 to 10, what do you give it?
See, I was going back and forth here on this. I think I'm going to stick with maybe like a 7.5 to 8 out of 10.
I'm at an 8.
You're at an 8 too?
Yeah.
So we both enjoyed it. I did, like when I was walking into the theater, like my wife, I said, "Hey, did you like it?" She said, "I enjoyed it." I said, "Yeah, I think I did too." Like, it was one of those things where, yeah, there's some things that I was really worried about. Especially that, like I said, I harped on this before, the middle act of that whole thing with Rose and the casino.
That's what's keeping it down for me.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was easier to take in the second time knowing the landmarks, where to get to, how we get to the end.
Yeah.
But you can easily cut out 30 minutes of that movie, and I would have been just as entertained.
And here's the thing. With all that part normally would have weighed this movie down a lot more for me. I'd probably give it like a 6, you know, maybe 5.
But the positives give it more clout, right?
The whole thing. I have emotional connections to this movie. At the end of the day, it's fucking Star Wars. When this movie's starting, lights go down, I get Lucasfilm logo, I get A Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away. Then, you know, I get all that.
John Williams.
Yeah, I get all that, dude. I'm like transported.
You're already erect?
Tell my wife know about it. All right. So I just, you know, I'm like transported into that fucking theater, you know, into that movie. So it just sucks that there was a bad third of this movie that I didn't like. But it had a good opening for me.
It had a good closing.
It had a good closing for me. Left me wanting more for a next movie. So, yeah.
It left you with more questions than answers. At least it left me with more questions than answers.
Now, and the last one did too. Force Awakens. And here I am. I'm watching the next one. So guess what's going to happen when the next one comes out?
We're watching the next one.
So I think I cut. Oh, one last thing. A little con here. Little okay. thing I didn't like.
The scene?
Yeah. The mirror scene.
Yeah.
When I guess they were trying to replicate the Dagobah scene when Luke is in that little jungle and Darth Vader comes out and it's like he cuts his head off and he sees him inside the head. I think that was kind of what that was supposed to be, but it really wasn't, and it was confusing as fuck when I was watching it. And it was just her. It was just asking about the parents, and it just fades into just her. I don't know, man. It was just weird. Like, again, kind of like the Leia thing where I kind of get what they're doing, but the execution of it, I didn't like the execution.
The way they covered that up was Kylo telling her, forget about the past. Doesn't matter where you're from. Yeah. Doesn't matter where you're going. Doesn't matter who's around. At the end of the day, you're the one that makes the decision.
Yeah.
Don't get hung up on things that you can't control. And that basically was things that she couldn't control, because she was looking around like, oh my God, I didn't know I had a hand. She's like,
oh my God, I didn't know I could snap. Oh my God, I didn't know I could swim underwater even though I grew up in a desert.
Or turn my head ever so slightly to the left because there was something over there that made all the other me's happy. Yeah.
I sort of get that reference because you and Abel do it all the time. I just
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. So,
I was like, hey, do you want a preview for A Wrinkle in Time? Watch those 20 seconds of Last Jedi.
Jesus. Yeah, man. There was definitely issues with this movie. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's Star Wars. You got my money. You got me for the next movie coming around. Mm-hmm. You got me hooked.
Next year is the Han Solo one, right?
I think so. Yeah.
With Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian. I'm all in for that. Yeah.
Ron Howard directing. That should be interesting. I don't know. I mean, he's obviously a good director, but.
Yeah.
Well, he's done some other stuff for him too, so it should be all right. Yeah. It's just weird that they had to do a whole new. They got rid of the original directors and they brought him in. It's, I don't know. It's kind of weird. So yeah, we got that coming out. I think next year, and then 2 years, I think is going to be the next is Star Episode 9, and then from there, I know we have all these different spinoff, the little one off movies. There's a Boba Fett movie that's been rumored for a while.
Is Phasma dead?
I don't think she is.
I hope not.
We didn't see her body. We didn't see a dead corpse.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of shitty. That was another thing I was kind of, ugh, was she got beat so easily by Finn.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be a badass, and she's got her ass whooped. Twice! Because she got her, you know, she didn't get her ass kicked, but, I mean, she got bitched out pretty much in Force Awakens by...
And got thrown in the trash compactor.
Yeah.
This is Brienne of Tarth. You don't do that shit to Brienne.
Apparently you do.
Apparently Finn does.
Apparently twice.
Finn's got her number.
Twice.
Lucky bastard. I wish I had her number, Giggity.
I didn't think it was necessary for him to break her armor, like in the helmet. I thought it made her even look weaker, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, why even have her be this badass, like, crumbed out stormtrooper leader?
Sponsored by Armorall.
Yeah, like, if you get your ass kicked, like, every single time.
Twice. Yeah.
Yeah. Two for two. Yeah. You know, I don't know, man. So, I don't know. I was a 7.5, 8 for me. You're 8 out of 10.
Is this your movie of 2017? Or are we doing an end of the year episode?
We'll save that.
Alrighty then.
We'll save that. I don't know if this is my movie of the year. It's not. It's up there for sure.
Yeah, but I don't think it is.
But I think it's going to be... I know I was going to try to do a ranking of this movie. But here's the thing. It's like we have... For me, I want to put Empire up on top. New Hope. I'm thinking this movie. And then Rogue One. No. Return of the Jedi, then Rogue One.
I was about to say, yeah.
And then we kind of start going down from there. But... yeah, man.
Return of the Jedi.
That's your favorite.
Return of the Jedi. You're gonna hate me for this, but I've been vocal. I mean, because
the prequels,
Episode 3.
Okay, I mean that's the best one out of the three. I think out of the prequels,
because I think
as long as you say Episode 1 or 2.
Oh hell no! But it took Episode 1 and 2 to establish. Right. Anakin Skywalker.
Right.
So that by part 3, you're already invested. But you can watch part 3 on its own, and within the first maybe 30 minutes, you're already invested. You kind of get caught up already.
Which is my point earlier about this, the timelines. You had episode 1 and 2 to get you to 3. Now we have 7 and 8 to get you to 9.
But it feels like we got the payoff in this movie.
I think we did. That's what I'm saying.
Is this like a natural trilogy, or we're going to add a fourth movie to this? We'll round it off at 10.
Right. Well, we are getting in episode 10 at some point. So,
Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, and Last Jedi. Okay. So it's in my top 3.
Yeah.
Force Awakens, I've been watching it periodically the last couple of months. Just to get myself ready for this movie.
Right. I watched it a couple days.
Other than that, I don't think I would see myself watching A Force Awakens just because I want to watch it. Fast forwarding 20 or 30 minutes, I probably could see myself watching casually. I could see myself watching Last Jedi a lot more.
Yeah. And that's another thing about this movie. Like, if you go back and I look at Force Awakens, that kind of, it was more nostalgic. Like, there's a lot of nods to the fans.
Like, hey, remember, we can do this.
Exactly.
Let us gain your trust.
Yeah, because there's a lot of nods, and that's what a lot of criticism was. It's like, oh, well, we already saw blah, 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 blah. But I don't care who you are, man. When you see Rey and Finn running down, and you turn, and there's, let's go to that one, and they run, it's the Millennium Falcon. Dude, come on, don't tell them you didn't.
Yeah, knock the fuck out.
Yeah, so things like that, it kind of made you feel like a kid again, you know?
But at the same time, the scope of the culture at the moment.
Hmm.
If you're going to just whitewash this entire fucking movie, you're going to piss a lot of people. You're going to piss the wrong people off.
Yeah.
So, of course, episode 7 had to have, I would think, a female lead. Rey is the star of this movie.
Right.
A female.
Right.
Her supporting act, it's a black guy.
Right.
And now we have episode 8. Ah, so let's bring in some of the Asian type, you know? I didn't hate her as much as you did, but I could see why they put her in this movie rather than anybody else.
Here's the thing about the actress herself that played Rose. Mm-hmm. Before I saw this movie, I was watching, I think it was Kimmel, and they had a cast on, and she was one of the cast members we were talking to, and she just She's kept going off about being a fan of the franchise and blah, blah, blah. And first of all, I never heard of this lady before. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my mind, she's just a fan who got a role in Star Wars. Yeah. And that's what it came to when I was watching her on there. This is what it came across as to me. It's like, who the fuck is this girl? Like, she's just some fan that just got into the movie. Like, I don't know who she is. Like, I've never seen her or anything else before. Mm-hmm. So, like, I didn't understand the big deal about her. But
that's just me. Let's end this on another hypothetical.
All right.
Before we close out the show. And going back to the original trilogy. Not the original, I mean the new trilogy. The second one. Episodes 1-3.
You got to be more specific now.
So episodes 1-3, we build up Princess Padme as a dictator in disguise. And then coming out as, it's Princess Padme.
Right.
And then, so all that. They made an effort to highlight who I thought in the movie in episode 8 was Carrie Fisher's real life daughter.
Yeah.
In this movie, like several times I saw a close-up of this chick that reminded me of a young Carrie Fisher, because it actually was Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Right. Yeah.
How would you be opposed to them refreshing that storyline where she's actually General Leia's other
daughter, right?
Like another daughter, and she's
Only daughter, I guess.
Yeah, and she's heir to
because
they blew off all the fucking. They blew off all the fucking
all the rebel. I mean,
all the planets that made up the Republic.
New Republic.
The New Republic. Right, they blew all that up. So if you're going to bring that back from scratch, there's the heir to the throne.
Yeah,
in disguise. Like she's been kept there under wraps as a tech, mm-hmm. just so that she wouldn't get hurt out in the field, knowing that if we rebuild the New Republic, the new Republic, like in Futurama, the new Republic, this is the heir to the throne.
Yeah.
General Leia's daughter, which coincidentally happens to be Princess Carrie Fisher's real life daughter.
Yeah.
Would you be opposed to that? Because apparently a lot of people don't like the whole rehashing shit, even though they don't like the new shit either. So like, it's hard to tell, hard to get a pulse on what the fuck everybody fucking wants. I just felt odd that they focused so much on Carrie Fisher's real daughter that I have a feeling that
maybe
that's a possibility that we're going there. Well, which I wouldn't mind.
Anything's a possibility.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me. I'd be okay with it. Why not? Like you said, like probably like 3/4 of the whole fleet is gone anyway, so why not, you know? Why not? Sure. I'd be okay with that. I'm sure there's some other people out, but yeah, like you said, now I'm thinking about it. They did like they focus on her like multiple times in that movie? Yeah. I didn't know she was in Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, is that it?
Did you notice the credits? Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in this.
No, I did not.
He must have had the voice of somebody, maybe. but he was there. It's like, oh, okay. Just like episode 7, Daniel Craig was the stormtrooper in...
Well, a better example would be Simon Pegg. He was the... on Jakku. He was the merchant that would sell...
I knew the voice sounded familiar. Yeah, Simon Pegg. Okay. 1/4 portion.
Yeah. He was... he was a fan. I mean, he's a big Star Wars fan. So, and he said that he didn't want to be in the movie because it'd be...
Obvious. He didn't want to be obvious. Right. Yeah.
So they hit him. Just like Nathan Fillion was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do that kind of stuff.
And Matt Damon in Ragnarok.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt Damon.
Is that it?
I think that sounds like a winner.
So overall, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Oh, thumbs up.
Thumbs up, yeah. I agree. All you haters, go fuck yourself. All right. So on that note, I hope you listeners enjoyed our review of it. If you have your own thoughts you want to share with us, hit us up on social media. We're at facebook.com/popculturerewind. Also on the Twitter machine.
At popculturerwnd.
There you go. if you're listening to us on iTunes, do us a favor. Hit that rate and review button. Give us 5 stars. Tell us we suck for all I care. Just give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
It helps us out. Come on now. It's for free. So I think that's going to do it for now. So until next time, always remember to pop your culture.
May the force be with you.
You beat me to it. I was going to say.
Always.
You son of a bitch.
You thought I was going to say top guys?
God damn it. Top Guy's out. And you gotta do like Peter Griffin.
That's my favorite part from the first, from episode four.
Him doing,
or him doing the song.
Yeah.
And at the end he goes,
Nanny. All right.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.